Hillary Allam lauds leaker, brave clerk Navy warning America of Roe overturn in last-ditch Hail Mary attempt to stop it. By Brecken Eftis on May 2, 2022. As news of the possibility of infamous Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade being overturned is breaking, pro-abortion Democrats appear to be defending the possibility of a leak from the nation's high court. Lauding the potential brave clerk who may have leaked what appears to be a preliminary decision by Justice Samuel Alito to overturn Roe and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, former National Press Secretary for Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign Brian Fallon said the apparent leaker took the unprecedented sick step of leaking a draft opinion to warn the country what's coming in a last-ditch Hail Mary attempt to see if the public response might cause the court to reconsider. Fallon was the press secretary during a campaign that saw the death of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, at the time one of the court's most conservative members, where Democrats attempted to capitalize on the vacancy largely by arguing that Roe's precedent hung in the balance. The plan backfired, however, and former President Donald Trump secured the victory, enabling him to pick three justices and change the balance of the court with the passing of late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the court's most liberal justices. Many who are both pro-life and pro-abortion saw Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, the subject of the possible leak, as having the most potential for overturning Roe in decades. Roe has been responsible for the deaths of millions of babies since it was decided in 1973. Many conservatives view it as one of the worst Supreme Court decisions of all time, both because of its federal abortion access guarantee and its shoddy legal reasoning. The leak, if legitimate, likely spells significant issues for the Supreme Court, as it would signal a massive breach of trust among the justices and staff. National March for Life President Jean Mancini said the pro-life group would wait until an official decision is handed down before making comment. Mancini did add, however, that her organization believes the court should issue a ruling as soon as possible, adding that this leak was meant to corrupt the process. It is heartbreaking that some abortion advocates will stoop to any level to intimidate the court no matter what the consequences. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.